7240. How can I help?
Are you busy at the moment?
I'm sorry, she didn't copy that.
I asked if you were busy at the moment.
Well, no, I'm not busy. I'm here for you guys. How can I help you?
I'm a flasher by two situations. Have patience, I'm going to ramble a little bit here. The first was, well, there's two incidents. The first one, actually in both of them, I serviced the stop. In the first one, I think I was near Tolman, and I serviced the stop, pulled out, had a green light in front of me and was moving forward, and a kid, maybe two kids, had run across 82nd, and then got actually in front of the bus and was not going very fast, wanting me to stop for them, and I refused. I kept going. The second one, I was at Killingsworth Interstate, had service stop, pulled away, was at the intersection, and just as the light turned green, there's a lady who I think had gotten off the max, was waving at me and crossed against a green light, wanting me to stop, and I did not. And they both yelled at me, so I'm calling kind of as a CYA thing to make sure that's okay, given the circumstances, and see what you say about that.
Well, we're about to come out. I'm going to call you right back. Yeah, okay, 7240. Yeah, the kids, like I said, they were trying to catch your bus, and they did all the wrong things to do that. But we need to try to keep them safe, and anybody for that matter. And all I'm saying is, whether I'm 6 minutes late or 10 minutes late, you saw the max there. I would have, or pulled up there, I would have waited for that customer, or just to see if anybody comes running around like that elderly lady did.
No, she wasn't elderly. I did not see the max actually pull up. I just guessed that's where she was coming from. So you're saying I should sit there at a green light 6 minutes late with traffic behind me after I've serviced the stop and sit there and block traffic waiting for that person, or even waiting for the max to see if anybody got off?
You're saying it was at Killingsworth Interstate, which you're off the road at a service stop. All I'm saying is you saw the max pull up. It only takes a second for somebody to come running out like it did. And yes, I'm saying I would hold there. I've driven the 72 a few years, actually, and I know all about the 72. And you asked me for my opinion what I would do, and I'm just letting you know what I would do. And customer service is what we are all about at TriMed. So with that said, if you feel you don't want to give up a couple minutes or a minute, not even that, of your time to wait for one customer, then so be it.
I'm sorry, I did not. I do value your opinion. It was more, did I do anything wrong? And I'm very good with customer service, but you have to, I'm not saying you have to, I have found through my experience that you have to have boundaries and lines and stick to those, because if I don't, I do not do well with my job staying on time. And then if you get far behind because you're being too considerate, everybody on the bus, I find, gets aggravated with you. So then, for the sake of one person, you've upset a number of people on the bus who are trying to get somewhere. But I'm sorry, I do value your opinion. I was expecting a different answer, so I'm sorry if I got snippy or whatever. My bad.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds before we time out. So you can go to your manager or your trainer, your garage trainer, and they can advise you more on the rough words, art of customer service, I guess. But everything's good. You have a good night.